John Bose, he's a lieutenant in the United States Air Force, an F-16 student pilot. John, and you're here in your personal capacity, and you're going to tell your personal story. This is not Air Force policy or anything to do with the chain of command. Walk me through about we got children on one hand, but talk me about the mandatory issues with members of the military, particularly pilots.
Well, thank you for having me on, Steve. And you're correct. My thoughts and opinions are my own, and I don't represent the Department of Defense or the United States Air Force. But the issue is severe now, especially for our national security. And I think that's the one thing about these vaccine mandates that so many in politics and media aren't talking about, which is the fact that these mandates are going to harm our national security. For my personal story, you know, I'm a fourth generation Air Force officer. Both my parents were pilots in the Air Force, and I spent my entire life fighting to become a fighter pilot. And I got there, but then I had to give it up because I requested just a religious accommodation. They grounded me just for asking for an accommodation, not even refusing the vaccine. And that's the case for a lot of pilots in the military. And so as of right now, I'm tracking about 800 or so unvaccinated military pilots across the entire DOD, and then another 80,000 unvaccinated service members across the entire DOD. And in these tumultuous times that we're facing right now, with tensions rising in Russia, China, Ukraine, we have the 101st Airborne in Romania. This is not a time we can afford to lose a single service member, let alone 80,000. And these pilots that are being grounded and are threatened to be kicked out, they're highly experienced pilots. They're not like me as a junior officer. Most of these service members are an average of 14 years of service. These are experienced aviators.
I just want to make sure we got the story right here. You were grounded just when you went and before you said you refused to take it for religious grounds, just when you went to put in the paper, to put the accommodation for religious exemption, that fact alone, they grounded you?
Yes, that's correct. And they grounded pretty much every student pilot that did that in the Air Force, at least. And so that ended up being quite a few pilots. And that's an issue. These grounded pilots are an issue. And I'll give a good example. Vance Air Force Base, one of our major pilot training bases, we had 14 pilots, instructor pilots, who are grounded right now at that base and can't further the mission. And that's at a time when we are in a serious pilot shortage right now. In 2017, the chief of staff of the Air Force said that a shortage of 1,500 pilots was a crisis. And we've grown that crisis to 1,650 pilots. So why on earth are we grounding perfectly capable unvaccinated pilots who still have to show up at work every day, who still have close contact with their peers? At this point, it's hard to say it's about health and safety, and it's hard to say it makes any sense.
John, how do people find out more about your story? Do you have a Facebook page or some way to find out more about this and more about the other pilots? Because this is something that is not getting out there that the American people, the taxpayers, know about. So how do people find out more about this?
Absolutely. So I'm on Twitter and Truth Social at JohnABose3.
And are you putting up the information about this? Because this is kind of, when I talk to people about this story, they don't know anything about it. Is that where the information is up on Twitter and Truth Social?
Absolutely. I'll be sharing things like national security reports, vaccine injury reports, which are a big deal, and other information, deep insider information on what exactly is happening to these thousands of service members in the DOD who are unvaccinated and still facing coercion.
Lieutenant Bose, thank you. But real quickly, you say fourth generation. Walk through your mom and dad, your grandfather. Just give us your lineage and the dedication service to country, sir.
Sure thing. So my great-grandfather was an Army officer. My grandfather was an Air Force missile officer. And this is all on my mother's side. My mother was an instructor pilot in the United States Air Force, and my father was a fighter pilot in the United States Air Force.
You went to the academy?
I did, yes, sir.
Did your mom go to the academy?
She did.
Thank you, Lieutenant Bose. We look forward to going and getting into your Twitter feed and having you back on here in a personal capacity. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Steve. God bless.